Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Carla G here, and as you can see, I'm logging in a little bit late here. We're trying to get the show together. A lot of technical problems going on here, as happens to be the case oftentimes with Blog Talk Radio. And what I was looking to do was I'm just logging on, folks, to let you know that there wasn't going to be a Dead Horse Comedy Hour just because of some other little situations going on. It's also, oh, see, there's a song playing. Not sure what that's about.
Carla G?
Yeah, Garfield, yeah?
Yeah, you're saying we're not doing a show today?
That is correct. No Dead Horse Comedy Hour today, right. If you showed up at a couple of meetings there, Garfield, you'd know that. Folks, this is the...
That really sucks. I mean, I was hoping to get paid from this one.
Hey, look, I don't have anything to do with your contracts, you know.
I owe on a mortgage. I have a large utilities bill I have to pay. There's no way I can get paid for this show.
No. Well, look, I don't have anything to do with it. But to my knowledge, you know, what, you're an hourly employee, right? So, no. There's no way.
Because
we're not doing the show. There's no show.
Could I, like, help you do a show or something? That way I can get paid?
That's a union thing, right? I got nothing to do with that. I keep trying to tell you. I just logged on long enough to say, because, you know, somebody wasn't doing their job. They didn't take the show down from the page. So I had to log on here late and let everybody know that today there's no...
My daughter, she has cancer and she needs an operation.
You know, I'm really...
make you put the show on the air.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Really, I am. But
okay, I lied about that. I was going to donate three quarters of my salary to Darfur.
Right. And you can still do that. You can still do that. You know?
Does that mean we're getting paid?
All right, listen. Garfield, right? That's your name, right? Garfield, right?
Yeah.
You need to take that.
That's what it says on the paycheck that I usually get at this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, but who signs those? Is my name on those? I don't think so. So if you don't mind, I just want to make this announcement that the if folks do tune in next week, the 27th of August, at this time slot, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, there'll be an interview conducted between myself, Carla G., and comedian Steve White.
Is Steve White getting paid for this?
That actually
if
is
I show up,
between...
If I show up, do well, I get paid for that?
If you're scheduled to work the show next week, then I guess you'll be getting paid next week, right?
Okay, actually, I have an announcement to make. I have a heroin addiction, and I need the money for medicinals.
Medicinals? What are medicinals?
You don't know what a medicinal is?
I'm not sure, medicinal. No, that's a new word for me. I've got to admit, that's a new word for me. What is a medicinal? I can figure it out, but I got to be honest. That is a new word for me. Are you putting me on the spot here?
No, I figured that somebody with your, if you're earning the large paycheck, that you should know large words. But I guess not. I guess us poor people, the working guys, the people who push the volume buttons and all that kind of stuff, I guess,
Right.
We're not supposed to know big words and stuff like that, so.
Well,
I just figured somebody like you, with a large paycheck, gets
right,
paid every week
you know,
on a regular basis, decides the ifs and ends of, you know, whether we do a show or whether we don't do a show, or whether you're just going to camp up a series on its own with no what a metasignal is.
Right.
That's all.
Well, you know, again, why don't you tell me what a metasignal is? Why don't you just tell us? Tell us what that is and tell us how this is your problem. Why don't you tell us about your problem?
If I tell you what it is, can I get paid for the show?
Yeah, sure. We're going to pay for the show. Yeah.
Okay. Are you, you're lying to me right now, aren't you?
Lying? I wouldn't lie. I'm on the air. Why would I lie? No way. I couldn't lie. I wouldn't lie.
Because nobody's listening and you can lie all you want because you're probably going to delete this and then you'll say,
well, you
that
lie.
Shit even went out on the air and then I'll never get paid, right?
Listen,
look,
you're the one
who... I honestly do. My daughter is a heroin addict and she needs her metasignals.
Now it's back
she
to the
really
daughter.
She really needs to get paid.
You mean she or you? Which is it now?
Well, I give her the money for her metasignals.
Okie dokie, yeah. Now, what kind of metasignals is she on?
I told you, she's on heroin.
No. Okay. That's the metasignal.
Look, if my daughter's only 10, and I'm going to have to, you know, I have to drive her to the strip club every day.
Okay. Listen,
you know, it's really hard with her heroin addiction.
Are you sure you want
to? You know,
because
I have to buy her milk and heroin. And sometimes I can't afford both of it. Sometimes I have to do either give her just the milk and then she cries out for the heroin. And then sometimes I have to give her the heroin and then she cries out for the milk. It's really
Where's
sad.
Where's her mother in all of this? Where's her
she
mother
needs,
in all of this?
She needs a meta, her metasudinals.
Okay, Garfield, we get that. Where's her mother in all of this?
Her mother. It's really another sad story. When that other time when you canceled the production?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get paid?
Uh-huh.
You remember that, don't you? You know, since you're in management...
Actually.
Since you're in management.
No.
So what happened is...
But you're sidestepping the issue. Where
what happened is the... She... We had to... kill her, and we had to eat her, and had to serve her to my 10-year-old daughter, who, you know, was crying out for her metasignals.
Okay.
And her milk.
Okay.
We got through that one day, but,
uh-huh.
You know, somebody had to be lost. You know, it was like a corporate loss.
Right, a
only
corporate loss.
Only because you didn't pay me when you canceled the show.
Right, yeah. Well, like I said, we're really, I can't help you with the payment right now. And the story telling me is sounding a little bit suspicious here. Listen, you know what? Let's do a little bit of something. I'm going to ask you to dial, I need you to dial a number for me. It's just 911. It's a very simple number. Can you do that for me there, Garfield? 9?
I don't know. I don't think I can because in my union, I'm not allowed to dial out.
Oh,
I can take calls in. I cannot dial out. That'd be a violation of the union. You know what a union is, Ms. G. If
yeah,
that indeed is your real name.
Yeah.
Well, all you entertainment people like to have your pseudonyms.
Yeah.
Well, because it's easy for you, as an entertainment person, to have a you know all your pseudonyms.
Right.
The company probably pays for all of your metasignals and, you know. Whereas we working people, you know, we have to, you know, we pay the taxes. that get you people your medicinals, and we working people can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can't get anything.
Right.
That's why my 10-year-old daughter has to go strip.
All right. Well,
she has
where
to
is
strip
she
for
stripping?
A living.
Where is she stripping? And whose idea was it for her to strip? You or hers or?
I'm not a stage dad. She wanted to strip on her own. She saw Britney Spears do it, and she figured that's a good way to make money. So that's what she does.
Okay. Now, and she saw this somewhere, though? Somebody she had to see doing this, right?
Britney Spears.
Oh, right.
On the pole.
Okay, okay. Oh, speaking of the pole, yeah. Miley Cyrus is doing the pole dancing now, too.
Yeah.
You ever thought about
that? I know,
that?
It's an epidemic, you know, along with heroin and people not being able to get their medicinals.
Mm-hmm. You like that word, don't you, there, Garfield?
Oh, it is the word of the day.
Medicinal?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. When you leave here, what do you do with your time? Like, when you're not working, which would be today because there's no show today, what would you be doing normally? What do you do with your time?
Well, basically, I have to go along the highway, and I have to pick up cans, discarded cans and bottles, and then I take them to the recycling place. And with a little money I get there, I have to perform unmentionable acts with strange people.
And this is your medicinal.
And it's all for the milk and the heroin that I give my 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, right, the milk.
Only because somebody in corporate does not want to get me a paycheck. Because just on a whim, they're just going to cancel the show.
Well, it's not really on a whim, and I mean, you're not going to really put this on me and have me feeling guilty, because it's really partly production's fault, quite frankly. My understanding is that you guys were threatening to have a strike for no apparent reason, and you know, we can't support that.
I wonder why we're going to strike. Oh, you think maybe it's because we didn't get paid? You think maybe
that's it? No, that's not it. That is certainly not it.
You know, because we don't need to eat. And we don't need to support our 10-year-olds who are, you know, strippers. We don't need to pay for heroin, and we don't need to pay for our medicinals, and we don't need to get milk.
You're absolutely right.
Because we're just the working people, and we don't have any kind of creative decision-making mind.
I got a proposition for you. Would you like to,
usually I get $10 for that. What? Hello? What?
Would you like to dance for your money? Why don't you dance for your money? You know, for your money.
That's against union rules, not to mention it's sexist.
What's sexist about that?
I don't do that.
You want to dance around the union, so we're going to dance around the union and just make you dance. If you do some dancing, I'll give you some money.
I can't do that. That'd be a violation of the union, and it's also inhumane.
Well, then I guess you don't really want to get paid, do you? Do you, Garfield?
Look, I get paid to push buttons, turn up the volume, adds a little bass to management of voices.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Sometimes I give a little reverb, you know, when you all kick in a couple extra bucks.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I even use Dolby Digital. But, you know, I don't dance. I do Dolby.
Well, then I guess you don't get
it. I don't do the dancing thing.
I gave you an opportunity, and you're not seizing the moment, so I can't help you. I can't help you anymore. And like you said, this is going out on the international airwaves, so everyone has heard me offer this opportunity to you, and everyone has heard you turn it down. So I can't help you. I can't We can't help you anymore.
So does this mean I don't get paid for this show?
That's exactly what that means. All right? And so once again, I just want to let everybody know that there's not going to be a Dead Horse Comedy Hour today, today being the 20th of August, but next week, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the 27th, we will have comedian Steve White. It will be a formal interview, folks, but I would like for you all to tune in. In the meantime, you all take care. Good night, Garfield.
Do I still not get paid? Hello? 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 Am I still not getting paid? Hello? 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 Hello?